On September 12th, 70% of those voting in the special election gave their approval to a 1 cent sales and use tax for 8 months, beginning March 1st, 2018. Net proceeds from the tax would fund the expansion of the Baxter County Detention Center, as well as furnish and equip the new portion and provide for the operation and maintenance of the jail. At the same time, 67% of the voters were in favor of a 1/4 cent sales and use tax beginning November 1, 2018, following the expiration of the 1 cent sales and use tax. The 1/4 cent tax would be ongoing. The content of both ballot measures was driven by ordinances approved by the Quorum Court in July. With voter approval, county officials were gearing up to move forward with the next step in their plan when they received word from the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration of what County Judge Mickey Pendergrass is calling a, quote, glitch in the ordinances that referred the measure to the voters. DFNA Assistant Revenue Commissioner with Policy and Legal, Paul Gehring, told KTLO Classic Hits and The Boot, county government officials were advised after the election, collection of a sales tax at a local jurisdiction may only begin and end on a calendar quarter. Asked what this means for the just-passed initiative, Gehring says it will be up to county government to determine how to proceed. Both County Attorney David Etheridge and Sheriff John Montgomery deferred comment to Judge Pendergrass. In a prepared statement to KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot, Judge Pendergrass says, quote, after exciting results from the special election on September 12, 2017, Baxter County is thrilled about the future. After presenting a very well-thought-out plan to all the voters of Baxter County and encouraging all registered voters to participate, the voters have overwhelmingly supported the plan we presented to expand and properly budget for the Baxter County Jail. I would give a big thank you on behalf of Baxter County for all the strong support for the safety and security of our future plans, and we have every intention of carrying them out as presented and supported by the people who participated in this election. The vote has now been certified, and we will move forward with the next step of our plan as laid out for the citizens. After the results became known, I was notified of a glitch in our ordinances that sent this issue to the people in a special election. We have met with officials of DFNA and our legal counsel about this issue this past week, and will continue that conversation to solve what we believe is a fairly easy fix by the Quorum Court. As we gather more information and counsel about our best available choices, we will present that to the Quorum Court ASAP and give more details to the public. At the present time, we will continue to move forward as we have been instructed and encouraged by the voters of Baxter County to carry out this plan. End quote. I'm Karen Hopper reporting.